finally here.
What's here? Same. Yeah, it's finally here. I'm excited, man. I'm not just excited about, me getting back out there, but just this team, you know. We've worked hard in training camp, and we're ready. We're ready for the season.
Girl, we haven't had a chance to see you play in the preseason. We've seen just a little bit of practice. Can you take us through just where you feel like you're at yourself, making plays on balls? You got your pushback. I mean, just where do you think you're at?
I don't know. I really don't look at it like that. I look at it as, you know, when I go out to practice, is just try to go make plays like I have in the past, and that's how I got to approach it. I can't sit here and get down on myself if I'm a step late on a play or here. I just got to keep on improving and keep on building on me getting in shape and just getting back where I used to be playing at elite level.
Geno Smith said he's been studying the Bucs for the last couple of weeks, but he's not looked at any tape from you when you played with the Jets. He said that's basically for a reason, because of your reputation. Mm-hmm. With that said, does it surprise you a rookie quarterback wouldn't study you? And does that mean, do you think, that they might be looking the other way and saying, we're not going to let Revis beat us?
I don't understand why he didn't study me. Because I will be on the opposite side. But I don't know what their game plan is or their preparation is. And personally, I don't know what Geno's preparation is. But I will hope if you're playing against another opponent, you should study everybody on the opposing team. So if that's the case, that's the case. I'm studying him. So just to let him know, I'm studying him. So I guess we'll just leave it at that.
The irony of facing your former team first came out, and the emotions.
I really don't know. I'm really not trying to think about that right now, because that will be something in the moment at that time, in those seconds and those minutes. So I really don't know. As of right now, I'm just trying to get prepared, trying to sit here and study their offense. It's a totally new offense. From what we had previously when I was there. So I just got to study everything and get this offense down.
Jarrell, you think the fact you haven't played in the preseason, the fact you haven't really tested your belt full speed, and the fact that Geno Smith said he's not looking at you, that's just a bunch of smoke. That the fact is that, Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. Is he the kind of coach that says, well, let's see what this guy can do. Let's see if he's ready.
I know Rex very well, and I know he's gonna play hard nosed football. He's an aggressive coach, and he's gonna let it rip Sunday, no matter who's across from him. And that's fine. He's a competitor. I'm a competitor, and I think the biggest thing is me just going out there and playing. And the thing is, I don't know how many reps I'm gonna get, but. I got to make sure the reps that I do get when I go out there and play is they're on point.
Darrell, as you go through practice, are there moments when you have to make a move or do something and you say, yeah, I'm where I was, or no, I'm still not there? Are you able to gauge where you are in terms of where you used to be through practice?
Sometimes you'll see spurts, I feel it. And then sometimes I won't. So I think, that feeling there is just getting my leg even stronger. And, I hear a whole bunch of stories of, hey, you got to get out there first and you got to just let it rip. And the strength will come over time. So, it's something for me to just go out there and just play, man. And I've been playing and I've been practicing and I've been out there making plays here and there, and then some plays, maybe not so good. So, at that point, that's what it is. I'm not a perfect football player. We all make mistakes after the game when the sheet comes back of bad plays or good plays. So I just got to go out there and just play ball.
Rex Ryan told us about the Revis rules. Do Do you know about the Revis rules, and do the Jets have to abide by the Revis rules with you out there?
We'll see. I don't know. Geno's not studying me, so I don't know. So I really don't know what their game plan is and how they're approaching our secondary. So we'll see. We'll see come Sunday.
How is the mental process of this been for you? I mean, it's, you said before, it's the first time you've really been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like, I'm going to play in this preseason game? No, I won't. I'm going to play in this one? No, I won't. Or did you just kind of take it slowly the whole way? I mean, were there days that was more anxious for you or harder for you?
You know, I think the approach was basically just take it, you know, just take it slow. There was really never, you know, talks about, hey, we want to play you the second preseason game or the third preseason game or the fourth. You know, coach was always, you know, just being patient with everything to make me get stronger and just build up to the season. So,
from a matchup standpoint, you probably know these Jets receivers probably better than anyone being mm-hmm. with the Jets for so long. What sort of matchup problems could they present to a secondary?
Well, you know, they have Stephen Hill, who's a deep threat. I'm sure they're going to try to get him deep. They have Curley. You know, he's the gadget guy. He was a quarterback back in his college days a little bit in high school. I know Santoni. I don't know if he's up or not. I know these guys. I played against them every day in practice. So I got a bunch of tips. I got a bunch of tips on those guys. So and a good thing about it, I've been sharing them, you know, with our secondary, telling Leonard tips about these guys, telling Jonathan Banks, telling Deshaun about it, and Mark as well. So I think this we will come in this game real comfortable. We really will, just from the experience I had there and knowing these guys.
Well, how much input did you have in the game plan? Is this kind of like Terrell's defensive game plan?
No. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, when a player comes from another team, you know, Coach Selly is asking a couple questions about our defense. You know, what are the base calls or some things? And, you know, I'll spill them. I'll spill the beans and let them know what we used to run and what things Coach Ryan might do. So it's almost like stealing a little bit. And that's what you got to do. You take the information and you pass it. You pass it to the offensive coordinator.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.